Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Today, I'm going to talk about the liver, its importance in more body functions than we actually have time to talk about. My blockbuster specials for this week will all provide excellent support for the liver. Max B, turmeric, liver ND, reishi, and turkey tails will all be 25% off each if you buy two or more bottles. Place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. You may also email your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. This is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Did you know that the liver is the only human internal organ that is capable of regenerating lost tissue? In fact, as little as 25% of a liver can regenerate into a whole liver. Take my word for it. This is not something you want to find out for yourself, but I think it's pretty cool the way that God designed us. Your liver is an amazing organ. It's both the heaviest internal organ and the largest gland in the human body. The liver truly keeps us living. It's your major organ of digestion and assimilation, helping to provide vital nutrients that keep you healthy and repair diseased and damaged tissue. Your liver also helps to eliminate waste from food and environmental toxins from your body. The liver disease is currently rated as the fourth most common cause of death in the U.S. after heart disease, strokes, and cancer. And this is sad that the majority of deaths from liver disease can be prevented with proper eating habits as well as using natural liver cleansing agents and herbs. Unfortunately, our extremely fast-paced lives and fast food diets burden the liver with many stresses. Some of the major liver stressors include eating fried foods, consuming hydrogenated oils, processed foods, and foods with additives and preservatives. And keep in mind that many of the additives and preservatives are not always declared on the labels, and most others are disguised by misleading terms. In addition to the foods, the liver also must battle environmental toxins such as herbicides, pesticides, cleaning compounds, smog, and thousands of newly made chemicals every year. There are also devastating liver stress factors that come from alcohol, from recreational drug use, and many medical drugs such as painkillers and statins can adversely affect the liver. In fact, if you're on a statin, you know they probably check your liver enzymes every few months. But now that we understand how easily we can stress the liver, let's look at the short list of what the liver does. Believe it or not, the estimates regarding the total number of functions vary, but textbooks usually list it at being around 500. Yeah, you heard me right, 500 different functions for the liver. And in case you were wondering, no, we won't be covering them all today. Your liver's job is to make sure that your body absorbs the nutrients it needs and dumps everything else that it doesn't. A few of the liver's major duties are to metabolize proteins, fats, and carbohydrates to provide energy and nutrients to our body and cells. The liver will also store vitamins and minerals and glucose, and it will filter the blood by helping to remove harmful chemicals and bacteria. It makes bile, which breaks down the fats that we eat. It helps with the uptake and the storage of fat-soluble vitamins, such as vitamin A, E, D, and K. And the liver will also store extra blood that can be used in times of extra need or stress. And it breaks down and eliminates excess hormones, such as estrogen and adrenaline. The liver is a vital organ and supports almost every other organ in the body. For instance, the liver synthesizes a hormone that is responsible for raising your blood pressure when it is activated by an enzyme that is released when the kidneys sense that there's low blood pressure. So you can see how the health of the liver can affect something that seems completely and totally unrelated. Because of its strategic location and multidimensional functions, it also is prone to many diseases. So as your liver becomes stressed, symptoms of liver toxicity begin to occur. There are some common signs and symptoms that you should be aware of that indicate that your liver is functioning poorly. One of the things is digestive problems, such as burping often, bloating, intestinal gas, stomach pain. A lot of people will think of this, you know, as a digestive issue, but it also can be coming from the liver. Food allergies and sensitivities are also known to be related to the liver, along with chemical sensitivities, such as reactions to, let's say, the smell of gasoline or cleaning agents, soaps, cosmetics, perfumes. So if you've got those sensitivities, you know, think liver. Rashes and various skin problems, itchy skin, those can all be liver related also. These things actually come from the inside when the liver and the kidneys have taken on so much toxins and they can't take on anymore. They'll start pushing them out through the skin. Eye problems can also be a liver issue, such as blurred vision, eye pain, decreasing eyesight, eye flutters, or even twitches in the eye. Difficulty sleeping, that's one too. In Chinese medicine, each organ has a peak time. For the liver, it's between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. So if you notice that you're waking up around those times, think liver. And then after you think liver, think, hey, I'm going to make an appointment to see Renee and get a QRA check and get this thing balanced out before it becomes a problem. Irritability, frequent anger, even depression can be signs that the liver's not working efficiently. Again, according to traditional Chinese medicine, the liver is the organ responsible for the smooth flow of emotions. So stagnation of the liver disrupts the emotional flow, thereby producing feelings of frustration or anger. However, these same emotions of frustration and anger can actually lead also to a dysfunction in the liver, resulting in this endless loop of cause and effect. So when you're out in public and you see those angry people, think liver. Frequent sprains, strains, muscle injuries, even delayed healing of tendons and muscles can also be a sign that the liver needs some support. Swelling of the breast, menstrual problems, cramps, PMS, these can also be related to the liver, even testicular problems in men. Headaches, if you get a lot of headaches, especially at the top of the head, think liver. And of course, we all know that jaundice, the yellowish tint to the skin and the eyes, we know that obviously is liver related. When you go to the restroom, look at your stools. Are they pale colored? If they're pale colored, then that usually is a sign of liver issues, and dark colored urine. So pay attention to that also. Abdominal pain, especially in that upper right quadrant behind the rib cage, behind the right breast, is also a warning sign. Sometimes you might not feel it right there. Sometimes you might feel it more in the upper back or right in the center of the back. Nausea and vomiting can also be related to the liver, or something as innocent as bruising easily can be a cry for help from your liver. According to Chinese medicine, the taste that corresponds and supports the liver is sour. So pay attention to what you crave. Do you crave sour foods? If so, this may be your liver communicating that it needs some extra support. And I love Chinese medicine because also, you know, it points out some fun things. And the liver, or the sinuses, are actually the backup to the liver. So if you suffer with a lot of sinus issues, then it's probably more than likely something going on with the liver. For many people, including children, the biliary tubing is choked with gallstones due to eating the standard American diet, also known as the SAD diet, which is full of fried foods, hydrogenated oils. These toxic oils will stagnate the bile. Some of the main offenders in the diet are margarine, mayonnaise, salad dressing, and baked foods. So, for instance, when you eat a cracker, it doesn't seem like you're eating fried foods, but the oil that is in the cracker has been heated to a high temperature due to the baking. And highly heated oils initiate destructive free radicals that stress and age the liver. Normal bile should be the consistency of a light oil. When your liver is subjected to dietary stress, the bile becomes thick like honey and forms sludge. This can form small clay-like balls and stones which lodge in the liver, along the biliary tract, in the intestines, and in the gallbladder. Because of this clogging of the bile tubing, many people develop poor digestion. They'll develop chronic allergies or allergic reactions such as hives. Often, if they suspect problems, they'll go for a scan or x-ray of the gallbladder and it will show nothing. Sludges of old sticky bile and gallstones are often not in the gallbladder, but lodged in the liver or in the bile tubing. And many stones may be too small or not calcified, making visibility on x-rays almost impossible. Ultrasounds, they may sometimes detect uncalcified stones, but not always. And as gallstones grow and become more numerous, they clog the tubing, creating back pressure on the liver, causing the liver to make less bile. With gallstones, much less cholesterol leaves the body because bile flow is in the small intestine is needed to precipitate excess cholesterol from the blood. As a consequence of reduced bile flow, cholesterol levels may rise, even though that person may be eating a really good diet. Bile is a key factor that naturally kills many pathogens, including parasites, which commonly enter the digestive system through food. If the bile flow is weakened, then the digestion becomes less efficient, just paving way for more infections and more parasites. And since gallstones are porous, they can pick up bacteria, they can pick up parasites, viruses, and these parasitic cysts that are passing through the liver. And in this way, nest of infection can form, constantly burdening the body's defense system. Then the body's immune system must fight continuously to keep these harmful organisms in check. The body will be unable to completely rid itself of these organisms without first purging out these bile formations in these stones. Intestinal bloating and other chronic digestive problems are difficult to clear permanently without eliminating gallstones and sludge from the liver, the intestines, the biliary tract, and the gallbladder. As this goes on and on over a number of years, it can slowly lead to a gradual expansion of symptoms, including fatigue, headaches, food allergies, burping after meals, smelly gas, environmental sensitivities, pure immune tolerance, and even more. Unfortunately, just changing your diet to really healthy foods with only good oils, that might help you feel better, but it won't get rid of the greasy sludge that's already in the gallbladder, the liver, and the biliary tract. The good news is that there are a number of things that you can do to support and detox the liver, which will be helpful for everyone, whether you have symptoms or not. I actually recently saw a report on the news that said the number of cancer cases is lower, with the exception of liver cancer. In fact, liver cancer deaths have increased by 43% just between 2000 and 2016. So that should be a little bit more incentive to start supporting the liver and taking care of it. There are liver gallbladder flushes that you can do to remove the stagnant waste, but there are some things that should be done to prepare for the flush in order so that you get the best results, especially if you've got a history of being chronically ill or weak, or if you have a history of eating a poor diet. It could actually take up to 6 weeks of preparation to get ready for it if you're in that situation. And I do have a couple of options for liver gallbladder flushes. So just call Heiss Health Clinic and we can email that to you. Doing coffee enemas is also a great support for the liver. It's important to note that coffee enemas are not given for the function of the intestine, but for the stimulation of the liver. No one knows when or why the first daring soul filled the enema bag with the Corda Java, but what we do know is that the coffee enema appeared as early as 1970 and was found in the prestigious Merck manual all the way up until 1972. German scientists actually in the 1920s found that a caffeine solution could open the bile ducts and stimulate the production of bile in the liver. And we carry all the necessary equipment and instructions if you have an interest in doing coffee enemas. There's also a number of nutrients that are very good at supporting the liver, and one of my favorites is Max B. Max B has so many benefits. It's a great support for the brain. It helps to support the adrenals. It's good for cell energy. It's an excellent antioxidant, and it's really good in promoting a phase one, phase two detox of the liver. But Max B, it's got the whole B complex family of vitamins. The B vitamins actually work best together as a team, which is why you'll generally see all the B families together. Max B is a liquid. It's live source with all the B vitamins and made in a probiotic fermentation. And this will actually make it highly bioavailable to the body. And most people will notice a difference after the first use. This is one of the best products for liver support, and it's one of the blockbuster specials this week. One of my other blockbuster specials is also a liquid. It's the Liver ND. This will help to aid in fat digestion and promote liver cleansing. Liver ND will also stimulate that flow of bile and encourage healthy blood lipids. It's just great for helping to rejuvenate the liver. Chinese medicine also associates pain to liver, so it's possible that by supporting your liver, you can reduce some pain levels. Last week, I talked a lot about mushrooms being a superfood and incorporating them in your diet, especially if you have cancer. Certain species of mushrooms, like the two that are on special this week, have great benefits on the liver also. From ancient times, legends were told of a miraculous herb so powerful that those who could obtain it could overcome the worst, most life-threatening disease. This herb was said to give you the strength and agility of a young person and let you live far beyond your normal lifespan. Actually, even today, the reputation of this herb is greater than most any other in history, yet most people have never heard of it, and it's called reishi, or some might have heard it called by its scientific name, Ganoderma. It's said that in ancient Orient, reishis treasured actually more than gold, so I find that fairly interesting. But reishi does, it helps to accelerate the clearance of drugs and chemicals from the body, thus helping the liver to detoxify faster. And reishi contains a special factor, ganoderosterone, which is a liver function stimulant and a liver protectant. So as you can see, reishi is the ultimate phase one, phase two liver detoxification tonic. And as I stated earlier, traditional Chinese medicine says that the sinuses are the backup to the liver. So when someone comes into the clinic, most times they're suffering with some sinus issues. And I usually recommend turkey tails, which is another type of mushroom. It works beautifully, and most of my frequent sinus sufferers always keep a bottle on hand. So who knew mushrooms were so powerful and not just a great pizza topping? My last but certainly not least blockbuster special this week is the Premier Turmeric. Turmeric has been consumed for over 30 centuries in many countries for liver health. The active compounds in turmeric, known as curcuminoids, have extraordinary liver protection and rejuvenation properties. It's known to help stimulate the flow of bile and aid in fat digestion. Because of the proven liver cleansing and rejuvenating properties of turmeric, supplementing daily may provide significant support for the body's primary detox organs, as well as help protect against environmental toxins and protect against dietary toxins. But it's best to remember that regardless of which nutrient you choose, you want to make sure that it's the finest quality, free of irradiation, free from pesticides and herbicides, and free from questionable excipients such as magnesium stearate, silicone dioxide, which is actually a very pretty word for sand, and free from talcum powder or any other flowing agents or non-nutritive ingredients. If you've got any concerns about your liver, or if you just want to find out what nutrients will work best for you and how much you should take, then call Heiss Health Clinic and schedule an appointment for a QRA test. The gallbladder and the liver are very closely connected, and usually if I see somebody with gallbladder issues, my thought is that the issue started at the liver many years ago. Think of the iceberg effect, that small piece of ice sticking up out of the water. That was not what sank the Titanic. It was the huge iceberg that was underneath the surface. So once symptoms start appearing, things have already been going on under the surface for many years. And digestion can be give you an idea that there's something going on with the liver, but it also can be poor digestion that is causing issues with the liver. Because if you're not digesting your food, then your body's trying to process this, rotten, putrid, fermenting food, and the liver, it has to go through the liver, so it puts a big strain on it also. So you want to take a proactive approach with your health. It is your best defense against any type of disease. You have been listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park, Florida, just off Howell Branch Road. My blockbuster specials this week are the Max B, Liver ND, Reishi, Turkey Tails, and Turmeric. All are great support for the liver. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. And you can also mix and match these as you choose. Place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. or you can email your order along with any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off of your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheiss.com and look for Heiss Health Clinic on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline. This was a pre-recorded show.